You're listening to SBS News.
The fallout from the sports grant saga continues to reverberate, with the federal government facing repeated requests to produce documents related to the case. An independent review found while Senator Bridget McKenzie was sports minister, she awarded most of the grants to seats being targeted by the coalition during the election last year. Greens Senate leader Larissa Waters says the public deserves to have answers.
The Senate is begging the government to show some transparency, to show some guts, to have some decency. But the government actually doesn't have the standards, the morals, the moral compass to say we're going to put these documents in the public domain. The Senate is forcing the government to reveal these documents, and the government's not even coming at that request.
Liberal Senator Michaelia Cash says the government needs more time to produce the documents.
As the minister representing the Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development, I am advised that the government requires more time to prepare a response to this order for production and intends to table its response to the Senate by no later than 3 p.m. on Monday, the 24th of February 2020.
Citing rules around cabinet secrecy, the government refused a request to publicly release a report that led to the resignation of Senator McKenzie after weeks of pressure. Non-government senators were close to sanctioning the coalition's upper house leader, Matthias Cormann, for refusing to make the secret report public, but One Nation leader Pauline Hanson withdrew her support for the move. The report by Prime Minister and Cabinet Secretary Philip Gaitchens produced findings in direct conflict with the independent review by the Auditor General, determining that the sports grant scheme was above board. However, it did find Senator McKenzie breached ministerial standards by failing to disclose her membership of a gun club that received almost $36,000 from the sports grants program. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Gaitchens report absolves his government of any wrongdoing, saying it found no basis for the suggestion that political considerations were the primary determining factor.
What we have done is we made a series of election commitments at the last election. I think the Labor Party had a $250 million worth of commitments for a similar type of program. We put these commitments to the Australian people, and they were supported by the Australian people. And it's going to achieve the objectives that we set out, and we look forward to making sure we get those programs and projects on the ground.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he and his party have nothing to hide.
Have a look at what I did. I've been the Minister for Local Government and Regional Development. Have a look at the Regional and Local Community Infrastructure Program. Every council, all 550 of them right around the country, receiving a portion of the funds according to the Commonwealth Grants Commission formula. And for major projects, of the four largest grants, three were in Liberal seats.
A Senate inquiry into the sports grants allocation is examining how the $100 million Community Sport Infrastructure Grant Program was run. The inquiry will investigate the roles of the offices of the Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister, as well as any external parties, in determining the distribution of grants. Labor sports spokesman Don Farrell says the inquiry will uncover important details.
And whether they like it or not, whether they like it or not, the government will ultimately be required by the Senate to produce all of this information that they're currently hiding from us, but more importantly, hiding from the Australian people. We'll get to see the more than 2,000 clubs that were done in the eye by this government who cheated them.
The Senate inquiry will present its final report by the end of next month. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.